The following program is brought to you in living color.
You see this earth? It's been resting. Now it's good. Someday I'm going to buy this land and I'm going to make a great wine. But here on this wreck of a vineyard.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Amazing creature. She deceives everybody.
You swine!
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we are here for. We're your media resource for everything about our favorite jolly, round, good-tempered, happy, slowly burgeoning, gaining weight little friend, the grape. And it is certainly that time of year where we're seeing all of the fruits of all of our labors start to come up, to blossom, to actually grow into the wonderful fruits and vegetables they're going to be.
That's very good, Laura.
Yes, I'm working hard on that.
That's magical stuff right there. We don't need to go back and retape that. That was wonderful.
You're calling me a fruit or a vegetable, aren't you?
Kind of.
Okay. Looking at things from that point of view, in all sincerity, I reviewed the last couple weeks' show, and I sat back and I thought about it. One, I firmly denounced the whole grape Sauvignon Blanc, the whole varietal category, and then I followed it up with the show about running away. And so I looked back on both of that, and I thought, it sounds like somebody needs a vacation. So I took a moment. I took a respite. Now, unfortunately, I couldn't take a real vacation, but I did do the next closest thing. So for those of you who are in the same boat I am, overwhelmed, overworked, underpaid, too much going on, there is a secret way to do a getaway. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Today, to help us with the idea of a getaway, we have our longtime friend, Mr. Richard Hake. He, of course, is the owner and chef of Winery Chefs. And he's going to give us actually a food perspective. We haven't done a food perspective in a while because it goes in today's idea. It is a great time to talk about summer wines and summertime foods. And all of this stems from a little trip I took to a farmer's market. That was the closest thing I could get to a vacation, man. I will take what I can get. But when you put it all together with the great atmosphere, the great feeling of what's going on right now, the weather's been nice, it's been helpful, everything is coming into abundance, it just does help you take a moment and say, ah. Well, before we take that moment, let me get to my wine recommendations. I'm still looking for new and unique things, and this week's wine recommendations are designed basically to help you get into that summer mindset, that idea that things are relaxing and refreshing. So to do that, our white recommendation first are the Four Graces 2010 Willamette Valley Pinot Blanc. Now, I love the name of this winery, the Four Graces, and so I did some homework in it, and it's named after four daughters. Ultimately, this is a family winery out of Willamette, and of course, what they have, having their four daughters, they decided they were graced four times. Now, I have to admit, as noble as the idea of that is for a name of a winery, I thought about the concept of my poor parents having three more of me, and I just figured the name of that winery would be Four Terrors before it was all said and done. However, the Four Graces are showing through beautifully with 2010 Willamette Valley Pinot Blanc. This thing is just really, really, it's fruity, it's got lime in it, it has honey in it, banana, apricot, basically every great stone fruit and citrus fruit that you could ask, all meld together, and it's got a touch of sweetness and honey and butterscotch on the end. This thing is just absolutely staggering. And what I like about it is even though it has all those great flavors, you still get that great minerality on the finish. Now, granted, it's not true Alsace, but that's not a bad thing. It gives a little bit of flash with the concrete and the mineral that just really help balance it out. So for those of you who are doing great summertime salads, for those of you who are doing zesty, I don't know, shrimp, if you're doing some great scallops, if you're doing things along those lines, this is the perfect wine for it. And even though I don't advocate pouring wine in an ice-cold environment, this is one of those wines, if you're doing an outside party, chill it down. Chill it all the way down to about 40 degrees. Yes, stop cringing, all you sommeliers out there. But what's great is once you bring it outside and it's water bath and it's ice chiller, it will slowly warm up. And as it warms up, you'll start getting different layers of flavor on it. So you'll really enjoy it. Your white wine today, the Four Graces Willamette Valley Pinot Blanc. Now, our red is a little bit different. I wish I could say our red was definitely geared toward a summer wine, but it's not. It's just a year-round wine. This is the Markham Cellar 1878 Red Blend. And I'm doing this because I'm still on that obsessive tangent about varietals playing well together. I don't know whether it was because I just got tired of looking at Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, Merlot, Cab, but again, it goes back to what we discussed in the fact that you put a whole bunch of different flavors in a bottle together and you just get a greater marriage. I mean, let's face facts, you don't marry your person that's identical to you. So if you get a whole bunch of non-common things together, it makes a great, great combination, I guess. So Markham 1878 Red Blend is a combination of Merlot, Cabernet, Petit Verdot, and Petit Syrah. And so you get the strength of the Cabernet to give it some tannic backbone. You get the big Merlot to give it that berry, soft, fleshy flavor. You get the great aromas of Petit Verdot, the perfuminess, the elegance. And, of course, Petit Syrah gives it a little bit of that backbone, a little bit of that baseball bat characteristic. So, great blend. Look for it on your shelf. This is the first vintage. It's just been released. And I think you will certainly find that it will meet all your expectations. Well, Kent, since you looked at me like I was insane to begin with talking about fruits and vegetables, when's the last time you went to your local farmer's market?
Oh, I've been recently, early this spring.
Early this spring.
Yeah.
What I love right now is if you go, say, this Saturday or this Wednesday, everything is coming in. Whether you're looking for tomatoes, green beans, watermelon, cantaloupes. I have a great cantaloupe story. If you anything you want, this is the bountiful time. You know, you've just gotten over winter lettuce and you've got fresh spring fruit, the beginning of summer fruit. I've seen some of the coolest heirloom tomatoes, although I have to giggle every time I see those tomatoes. I expect little eyes on them and just for them all to look up and look at me because some of them really do look evil.
Yeah. Blueberries, strawberries are big this weekend, too.
Ooh, that's right. Now, see, that's just
I had this discussion this morning on my show.
Did you now?
I did. We talked to a guy at the farmer's market.
And what did you learn?
I learned that blueberries and strawberries are coming in this weekend. I want to be there.
Besides that, though, it's funny that you would bring up farmers markets, too. It's just a great way to escape day in and day out, because I wish all of us would be in a situation where we could have our own gardens, where we could cultivate our own bounty, so to speak, whether we had our own herbs, whether we had tomato squash. But let's face facts, most of us are not in a position to do it. I know that my homeowners association would not be happy with me if all of a sudden I tore up my whole front 40 and actually put corn in, although it's tempting the way crabgrass is growing. So by going to a farmer's market, you get to get great ideas for dinner. You get to have the smells, the aromas, everything, and you get to interact with the local growers. And so in doing so, you get ideas for recipes. You get ideas for pairings. And actually, that's a big part of what we're going to talk about today. Like I said, Richard Hake is going to join us, and hopefully he can give us some ideas on how to do some fresh, wholesome pairings. But when you get in a situation like we did at the farmer's market, it really hits home with you to eat healthy, that you don't need the processed foods. I finally think I understand farm to fork. I know I've given a lot of people hard times in the past about it, but if you think about it, most of the country only has a window of about 5 months where they truly can go farm to fork. Other than that, you have tomatoes coming out of Chile or Argentina, you have bananas coming out of South America. you just, everything is imported and we don't have that luxury. But of course, it also helps me understand why our forefathers were a little bit more healthy than we were. They had to eat what was not processed, that didn't have chemicals in it. And it's just shocking the aromas you can get off a tomato that you get out of the grocery store in December versus the aromas and the taste and the flavor you get out of a June tomato here in the South.
No comparison.
No, and it's terrible. It will ruin you before it's said and done. But for those of you who do have a chance to go to farmers markets, however you do it, this is the best time and the best opportunity to start training your palates. There's just no two ways about it. People have asked me on and off over the years, Laura, how do you identify this smell? How do you identify gardenia? How do you identify this type of key lime? How do you identify this in a wine? And oftentimes what I'll do is I'll direct them to a game called, I think it's Botanalia. If I got that wrong, I apologize. But it's a game that comes out and has these little canisters. And these canisters, they'll have lavender in them. They'll have sage in them. They'll have thyme in them. And then you'll smell them, and then you'll taste a wine, and you can identify it. That is just such a poor substitute for walking past stalls and stalls of all these fresh herbs and everything put together. So my challenge to you, all of our lovely Wine Crush listeners, instead of going out and drinking and finding new wines, I want you to go to your local market, and I want you to take some time in each stall. You walk by, just because you don't necessarily like fruits, you don't like vegetables, if you don't like lemons or key limes or strawberries or blueberries, I don't care. Take a moment and just open your senses and start smelling things. Now, I'm not talking about being Leslie Nielsen. Kent, you're the movie buff. What was that movie where he was running around the grocery store smelling things?
Naked Gun.
Was it Naked Gun?
Or a Police Squad or something.
Yeah. It was one of them where you just really thought at some point I'm going to crawl under the chair because I'm so embarrassed with him smelling everything.
No, I can relate to him. I'm kind of like that.
But this is the best way. If you've read on the back of a label somewhere about kiwi fruit, and you're like, oh, well, it's supposed to taste like kiwis, and you don't know what one is, go find one. Especially at the markets, because you'll get the true aroma, the true intensity. Of course, in case you haven't guessed, being from the South, between South Carolina and Georgia, it's the peach capital of the world. And if you smell what processed peach, whether it's peach jam, peach jelly, anything, smells like versus picking up a ripe peach and putting it to your nose, there is a vast difference. And what happens is you get the intricacies, you get the overtones, particularly when we talk, here's a great example. The Pinot Blanc that I discussed, that was my recommendation earlier in the week. If you had told me it smells like apricots 5 years ago, I would have thought about the little marmalade or the little apricot that you put on your scone or whatever you do in the morning. But if you get a chance to actually hold a true apricot in your hand to smell it and then taste the wine, it really becomes clear. It becomes an aha moment. Well, right now I'm being indicated we have an aha moment, so you can have a commercial break. But when we return, we will take a closer look at farmers markets, summer wines, summer foods, and everything we need to do to totally enjoy it and take a small vacation.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
Hear that? That's an engine running with Z-Max. Z-Max delivers ultimate engine performance you can hear and feel every time you drive. With Z-Max in your tank, you'll experience a smoother running, more powerful, better protected engine. And you'll see big savings from improved gas mileage. Take it from Max. Nothing works like Z-Max. Log on to ZMAX.com today and find the Z-Max retail performance partner near you.
Caribbean Cruise Line is giving away free cruises to the first 500 callers that register in your area. So get ready to write down this number and act fast. We know that the best type of traveler is a repeat guest, and we're so committed to this philosophy that we're giving away free cruises to prove it. That's right, a free cruise to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, full spa, casino, three kids clubs, and more. We're so sure you'll enjoy yourself and become a repeat customer that we're giving you this first cruise vacation for free. There's no catch. You're simply responsible for a small port fee, and your cruise is free. It's over a $500 value, and it's yours free.
Call 800-654-0468. 800-654-0468, 800-654-0468, or visit tvcruiseforfree.com, tvcruiseforfree.com.
You can win gas, lots of gas, free gas, all the gas you'll need for a year. Interested? I thought so. It's PRN's Win Gas for a Year sweepstakes, presented by Wix Filters and Nationwide Insurance. Enter today, and soon you may be the one who doesn't care how high the price of gas goes. For you, it's free. To enter, or for official rules, go to goprn.com/fans. But hurry, though. The contest ends June 30th.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. Don't make me come back there. Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. Don't make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today we are basking in the sun and trying to enjoy the best that summertime has to offer. And it really is a great time of year to truly get your palate in line with all the great fruits, vegetables, smells, herbs, everything that you can put together, because it does make a difference. Two quick asides. Before the break, we were discussing farmers markets, and Kit and I did talk about it. Now, I have to admit, I don't cook. I mean, I play around in the kitchen. Usually, once again, it being background, if someone's ill, if someone has passed away, if someone has moved in, I'll make a casserole. I'll do one of the southern things. I'll take it over. But other than that, left to my own devices, I'll eat turkey out of the packet at home for dinner. I'm sorry. It's just the way I work. But my friends have convinced me to start my own herb garden, and I have done so over the last 2 years. Now, granted, they're out of window boxes, but still, I have chive, cilantro, rosemary, and basil, the basic ones. And recently, like I said, I had gone to the farmer's market, so I had a whole bunch of fresh tomatoes to make my own little sauce, and just the world of difference with the basil. And my husband and I talked about the fact that the taste of, say, a Chianti with fresh basil versus dried basil that you may get out of the spice shelf, it just totally invigorates. And of course, part of it is it's dried, but I really do want to know, is there a chemical compound? Is there a chemical reason that all this tastes fresher? Or, as most people tend to tell me, it's all in my head. Call me, 877-4CRUSH-1, or email me directly at winecrush.com. Now, since I do like to occasionally answer emails, I told you I do stockpile them. I have two great emails today that I want to address on this show. The first seems to be from Healy in South Carolina. And Healy writes, "What wines go best with summer fruits?" Well, that's just kind of a generic question, but I will say this. When you start thinking about summer fruits being peaches, when you start thinking about the berries, the blueberries, those things that we really don't get to enjoy all year round, I like to lean toward the southern Rhone. Now, I'm not saying you have to buy French wines. I'm not saying you have to buy the Rhone wines, but I like the varietals from there. Roussanne, Marsanne, Viognier. They just have all kind of different potential flavors in them. And when I say potential flavors, it's always fun to see what comes out, what comes through when you're drinking and you're tasting something like this side by side. Like, for example, Viognier is one of my favorites. And if I sit down and I take a sip of Viognier and I taste it, I don't necessarily get peach in Viognier. However, if I got some fresh summer peaches or some fresh nectarines or fresh fruit peeled and with that wine, all of a sudden it's an explosion and I can taste the peach in it. So when people ask me how to train the palate, that is the best way to do it. Get the fresh fruits, get the wines. Whether you think they match or not, it will make an example out of what you're tasting. So Southern Rhone for the whites definitely are what I recommend. As far as the reds, I've harped on Merlot all year. I know I have. I keep bringing it up. but I think that Merlot is great with the summer berries. Kent mentioning the strawberries and blueberries are coming in this year. It makes a big difference. But when you taste fresh strawberries with a Merlot out of Washington State, it really, really hits home. You get the strawberry flavor, and you can taste the other elements. Now, here's your little wine knowledge thing for today, and I enjoy doing this at Sensory Experiences. Understand that wine components, if I sit down and I told you that a Merlot has great strawberry flavors, has great berry flavors, has great chocolate flavors, and then has an earthiness to the finish. Most people think that if I sit down and I give them a strawberry with that Merlot, that what they're going to do is definitely taste the strawberry with the Merlot. It would make sense, yes, but is it accurate? No. So if I take a big bite of that strawberry, and then I take a sip of my Merlot, what I'm really going to be accentuating in that Merlot is the earthy characteristics, is the chocolate characteristics. So if you take one of the components, say the strawberry, say the jam, say the blueberry, and eat that while drinking the wine, what it's going to do is really cascade and show off the other layers that people tend to forget. I think this is one of the reasons why people love Cabernet and chocolate. Now, I know that it's one of those things that makes winemakers cringe. I know that, bless his heart, the poor winemaker from Dolce, I swear he wants to beat his head against the desk anytime he has to do chocolate and Dolce. But ultimately, if you have a piece of chocolate and a piece of Cabernet, what it does is it really makes the fruit component explode. It really makes the berries, the ripe flavors come out. And because in America we do have a bad habit of drinking things very young, and because we do like varietal expressive wines, meaning Cabernet, Merlot, or things that don't play well with each other, ultimately this is what we get. So as you're going through and you're looking at your wines to go best with summer fruits, just remember that I like the wines that come from Southern Rhone. I like the stone fruits. But when you put them together, don't expect them to really bring out the power in each other. They're going to bring out the different layers and the things that you may have missed otherwise. And God knows I need enough help having things that I miss pointed out to me. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here, but when we return, we'll have Mr. Richard Hake, the owner and chef of Winery Chefs, joining us, and he can give us some ideas and recipes on how to further enjoy summer's bounty.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and Earthshare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. Right now, I am very excited to invite an old friend back to The Crush. We have Mr. Richard Hake. He is the owner and chef of Winery Chefs. Richard, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Hey, Laura. How are you?
I am good. I'm delighted you and I can finally get together. It has been entirely too long since we spoke.
Both of us have busy schedules, so it's nice that we've got a moment together.
Yes, and actually, this is very, very important to me because I feel like I have reached some kind of apex in my career. I've been talking so far on the show about the fact that I spent the weekend at a farmer's market because I haven't had a chance to go on vacation. And I remember all the times you've been on The Crush and talked about the gardens and the gardens at the winery, and I never really thought about it. In fact, I was going to think, okay, yeah, great, you have a garden, who cares? Fork to farm, you live in California, you have the land of sunshine, you can do it 12 months out of the year. But here and around the country, we don't have that luxury, so it never clicked with me. After this weekend and wandering through a farmer's market and smelling everything so ripe and putting it all together, Richard, my hat's off to you. I rarely admit this, but I think you might be right.
Well, thank you. There's a lot of inspiration at a local farmer's market, and the growers have some great ideas on how to prepare the products they grow. So they're great when it comes to getting tips on cooking the food that they grow.
Well, see, that's just it. I've thought about it because I'm not a big culinary person. I'm not a foodie. I've never really paid attention, but just going and smelling everything and thinking about it from a wine perspective, it really all clicks.
Yeah, and I heard you talking about the strawberries with the Merlot, and so going through a farmer's market, it also helps you smelling all the different products, whether it be strawberries or peaches or nectarines. It helps you when it comes to identifying certain notes when you're smelling a glass of wine because you smell these fresh fruits and it really resonates when you go and smell a glass of wine. You're like, oh, I was just at the farmer's market. That's the same smell I smelled when I smelled nectarine or peach. That's stone fruit.
Exactly. Hey, and for the record, for those of you who go to your farmer's markets that also have fresh butchers, if you're by those stalls and then later smell some of those smells in your wine, put the wine down. You don't want to drink it.
Yeah, any barnyard smells, be careful.
Yes. So, Richard, since we last spoke, what are you up to and what exciting things have you been doing?
Well, the business is just continues to grow. We've got a lot of projects here in Napa with different wineries this summer, with wine club events and corporate events. And one of our big weekends coming up actually is the NASCAR event in Sonoma. A lot of wineries entertained during that event.
All right.
And then I'm getting ready to go down to the Mammoth Wine and Food Festival. And their Mammoth is a mountain resort community outside of Los Angeles.
I was about to say Mammoth meaning in size, or is that actually the name of a place?
It is a ski resort where a lot of people from Southern California spend their summers relaxing in the high Sierras. And so they've got me preparing some easy summer appetizers for my seminar that I'm hosting.
Well, easy and summer just kind of play right in. So hopefully before we get done with this segment, we'll get you to give us some ideas. But as you're going through and you're seeing the food and wine pairing, what is cool? What is hot? What is new and different that all of us haven't thought about yet?
Oh, well, that's interesting that you ask. I think a lot of people are playing now more with textures and smells. You see a little bit of the molecular gastronomy pulled into some dishes that are being prepared, where we're taking barrel chips and we're toasting those chips and taking that smoke and doing appetizers encased. For example, a piece of Kobe beef on a little potato foam, and you can pipe that smoke from the barrels that they've used to make the wine in underneath this little dome, and then lift the dome, and you smell the barrel, and then taste the beef and potato.
I'm not laughing. Just when I think I get a handle on something I might prepare in my kitchen, now I'm going to have to go get a science, some kind of physics degree, aren't I?
Everyone's having fun. I did something earlier this year with the sauterne. We were doing foie gras, and this is really, you know, foie gras is about to be banned in California.
I was about to say, isn't that illegal now?
Yeah, almost.
Okay.
End of the month, so everyone's trying to get it in. But I was doing foie gras lollipops, and I coated them in Pop Rocks. So when
Pop Rocks? Like the old Pop Rocks we have with kid with soda?
Yeah, absolutely. And so when you bite into it, and the Pop Rocks react, and we were doing that with this late harvest Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, now that sounds fun. Now, see, this is the kind of stuff I can get into, fun and unexpected food. So
I hope I didn't go too far off on some crazy ideas. I know the listeners might not do this, but that's some of the crazy stuff that's going on here.
But no, it's fun. But here's my question. Where is that stemming from? Is it coming from the demand side that people are tired of the same old steak and potatoes and want something new? Or are you getting a new generation of chef in the kitchen who does have a science background who is just bored and they're putting it together? Is it push-pull? What started this?
I think out here, 90% of the time, any meal we're preparing, it's just really simple and honest, and we're not trying to overdo it. But we do have events where we're trying to impress people. And these people work in the industry. They're restaurant owners, hotel owners, distributors. So we're trying to get their attention and captivate them as an audience at a winery. So we try to create experiences doing food that they may not see at other wineries so they can spend more time at a winery that's one of my clients. They want to keep these people there and connect with these people so they can build a little more brand awareness and recognition. So we get creative with these preparations.
So it's gimmick gastro, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
And, you know, there's a couple of chefs around here that do it, but for the most part, the wine's always going to be the star of a meal in my side of the business, because with winery chefs, we cater strictly to the wineries, and we're always focused on the wine as the most important part of the meal.
Can I ask, I know we're off tangent, but I've got to ask this question, because I have seen some shows where they're doing these foams and these frozen things and dry ice. Does it not ratchet your stress level up? I mean, we're going past the idea that a dinner's going to be ruined because a souffle is going to fall. So if you won't mind, give that some thought. I've got to take a quick break right here, but when we return, I want to follow up on that. And let's talk about how much stress this is adding to your life.
Great.
All right. Hey, quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we will continue with Mr. Richard Hake, the owner and chef of Winery Chefs.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is The Wine Crush.
You've been hearing a lot about Z-Max lately, and you're wondering, what is Z-Max? Z-Max goes into your engine, fuel system, and transmission, and improves performance as it removes harmful deposits, cleans your engine's internal components, reduces engine wear, increases horsepower, and improves gas mileage. Use Z-Max in your new or used car or truck and feel a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Got it? Get it today. You'll wonder how you ever drove without Z-Max. Available at all major automotive retail stores. Check out Z-Max.com. Z-Max, performance you can feel.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-1639. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-1639. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Call 1-800-489-1639. 1-800-489-1639. That's 1-800-489-1639.
You can win gas, lots of gas, free gas, all the gas you'll need for a year. Interested? I thought so. It's PRN's Win Gas for a Year sweepstakes, presented by Wix Filters and Nationwide Insurance. Enter today, and soon you may be the one who doesn't care how high the price of gas goes. For you, it's free. To enter, or for official rules, go to goprn.com/fans. But hurry, though. The contest ends June 30th.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is the Wine Crush. We are in mid-conversation with Mr. Richard Hake, the owner and chef of Winery Chefs. Richard, are you still with us?
I am.
All right, before we took that break, Richard, you and I were talking about the neat ideas and all the cool new stuff that's coming out from the culinary side of things, and we had talked a little bit about all the science that's getting involved, and I knew it was off tangent, but I think we ended the segment, okay, we had spoken earlier about the idea that it used to be that a dinner was ruined when the souffle fell. Does this whole new idea of foams and smoke and domes, doesn't it add just an inordinate amount of stress on you?
Absolutely, and I try to avoid those events as much as possible, but because of the amount of stress. But with the stress comes the opportunity for me to be creative, and for a chef, that's what we're passionate about, being creative and creating ideas that entice and engage our guests. But for 90% of the events, I'd rather it be just something simple. We're doing a dinner tonight. We're going to be doing some pizzas and some simple hors d'oeuvres that include Italian meatballs and wood oven roasted shrimp, which is a little lemon and parsley. So that's more what I want to be doing. But the guests appreciate that. They appreciate simple, honest food.
I think everyone does. I mean, ultimately, we don't need to keep up with the Joneses in the kitchen. And we certainly, anytime I look around and I have to have a blowtorch in my kitchen to actually cook dinner, I've got a problem. I really do have a problem. So thinking about that, for all of our people who are going to take off this weekend and go to a farmer's market, what would be a great go-to appetizer they could do on the patio this weekend?
Well, I've got a good idea. I've been getting an email from one of our local growers that peaches are coming in. We've got an early year for a peach harvest out here. So simple thing is to make a crostini and get anything from ricotta cheese to goat cheese and spread it on your crostini and put a little slice of fresh peach. And you can then put a little bacon or prosciutto ham on there and maybe some basil. But keep it simple. Peach, ham, cheese on a crostini, and that speaks to summertime.
Nice sweet and salty balance all the way around there.
Yes, and then we're doing a lot of seafood there. We're pouring a lot of white wines, and we're putting things on skewers. So,
food on a stick. We all love food on a stick. I like food on a stick. It's just easy.
Yes. We're doing, out here we get a white bass, a Corvina bass, but back east, a grouper works really well, or snapper. You can just dice in little skewers, put it on a stick with a little bit of coriander, pepper, and salt, and garlic, and then grill those off and make a chimichurri with fresh herbs like parsley and cilantro and a little lime juice and drizzle that over the top, and that's fun to do.
It does sound fairly easy. You do make it sound simple. I will give that to you. Well, when you're looking at things like this, what is your favorite? You said you were pouring a lot of white wine. What do you find to be the most versatile white wine with Summer's Bounty?
Well, here, Sauvignon Blanc, just because it's grown everywhere. But I've been playing around with the Argentinian wine at home, Torrontes, and I've been enjoying that.
I love Torrontes. I do. It has a great balance. It has the acidity, yet you can get some true mineral notes in it, and you can get some fruit notes. It's Pinot Grigio Chardonnay with the bass bone of a Sauvignon Blanc, and just put it all together.
And it's accessible. It's not that expensive. And so I've been having fun with that at home.
Now, I laugh on the Sauvignon Blanc because I went off on a rampage about 3 weeks ago and said, that's it. I'm done. I hate Sauvignon Blanc.
Right. Well, every wine I walk into produces it.
Well, that's just it. When it comes down to it, it just, that poor varietal, it has no identity anymore. I mean, it used to be, I'm not getting off on this tangent again. I will not. But ultimately, Sauvignon Blanc has gone from being a go-to great food wine that's predictable to you have no clue what's in the bottle anymore.
Right. So it's a quick turnaround wine for all the wineries. You can get it in, get it out quickly. And it's amazing the depletion rate. And you know this from a distribution side. Everyone likes the quick depletion rate on this wine.
Absolutely. We got to run it through. And I also find it fascinating, and this is certainly not a commentary on any of the wineries you work for. A lot of people, they're Cabernet, they're red wine wineries. Bottom line is they do great, wonderful, big, extracted, gorgeous, expensive cabs. And they look around and say, wow, I can't just do this Cabernet. I need a white for a dinner. I need a pairing. I need something to fill up that container that's going across the country. And invariably, it winds up being Sauvignon Blanc.
Exactly.
So, go figure.
It grows. You talk about how easy it is to garden out here. Sauvignon Blanc grows like a weed out here. It's amazing the vigor and how much fruit you can get off 1 acre.
Well, it's nice to know that I wasn't totally off base. I had some people freak out on me when I declared war on Sauvignon Blanc. They all accused me it's because I'm part of the Chardonnay lobby and all I drink is Chardonnay. But seriously, I just like a little predictability in my life. Well,
I had a white Burgundy summer a couple years ago, and that was one of my best summers of white wine drinking in years.
Well, it would be, and if I actually had a whole winter where I made enough money on a radio show to have a white Burgundy summer, I can't say I would totally object to it either.
I understand.
All right, so one quick question before we end. Obviously, you're doing some great things. You have an opportunity to pair food, to pair wines. What's your favorite food and wine summer pairing that you only do in the summertime or you only do a fresh fruits? What's the one thing that instantly just came to your mind?
Oh, you're going to hate me.
Well, go ahead and do it.
Well, you're going to hate me. It's cliche. It's going to be ribs and Zinfandel.
That's just because you're a good Southern boy.
Absolutely. I had a barbecue restaurant in Georgia. I did it last weekend, and I'm I'm still smacking my lips. I do that good cherry cola barbecue sauce everyone loves.
Absolutely. And for some reason, it has to be summertime. It has to be outdoors. It has to take time. You have to be in shorts and flip-flops and a white T-shirt. It makes it all taste better.
And I know it, for the men listening out there with their green egg smokers or, you know,
what?
the big barrel smokers that they have, they like sitting out there and firing up and cooking the ribs and sitting out there and letting them cook all day and enjoying the beautiful weather.
And what better thing to sit back and enjoy that with when a big, ripe Amador County Zinfandel?
Yeah, and put it in the refrigerator for a little bit before you serve it. It's a hot summer day. And you know, I like to serve my red right at above cellar temperature in the summertime, especially if I'm visiting family in Atlanta.
Chill them down. You don't really have a choice. Well, Richard, thank you so much. As always, it's always great to talk to you. Give us some great ideas, and I hope things continue to go well, and I hope you have a mammoth experience down in Mammoth.
A pleasure, Laura. Cheers to you and everyone at the Crush.
All right. Hey, last quick break for today's show. When we return, we will wrap up the best of summertime and give you some direction for some upcoming shows.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
Caribbean Cruise Line is giving away free cruises to the first 500 callers that register in your area. So get ready to write down this number and act fast. We know that the best type of traveler is a repeat guest, and we're so committed to this philosophy that we're giving away free cruises to prove it. That's right, a free cruise to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, full spa, casino, three kids clubs, and more. We're so sure you'll enjoy yourself and become a repeat customer that we're giving you this first cruise vacation for free. There's no catch. You're simply responsible for a small port fee, and your cruise is free. It's over a $500 value, and it's yours free.
Call 800-654-0468, 800-654-0468, 800-654-0468, or visit tvcruiseforfree.com. TVCruiseForFree.com.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood.
Hi-hi!
Concrete.
Hi-ya!
Brick walls.
Hi-ya!
Trees.
Hi-ya!
Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and mentally I am already off on a tangent. I am enjoying my patio. I'm enjoying summer wines and the bounty of having gone to the farmer's market this weekend. As always, it's great to have Mr. Richard Hake of Winery Chefs on the show. He always gives us a great perspective. It's nice to talk to a down-home foodie, even though it's interesting hearing about all those gastroscience things that are going on. God forbid I ever have to make a foam. I can barely make a meringue. But Richard, thanks to you and, of course, your great ideas. And he does give a very good point. It's a great time of year to be outside and barbecuing. So if you think about everything we touched on in today's show, I talked about getting out, taking a vacation, going to a farmer's market, enjoying the great outdoors, and enjoying your barbecue. Ultimately, to take your own respite, to get the best of everything, everyone take a breath, get outdoors, and enjoy it. Whether you're doing it at a farmer's market, whether you're doing it on your own patio, whether it's the pop-up seasonal restaurants, whether it's hanging out by a food truck, get outside the box, and enjoy what we have. Because ultimately, whether it's the great aromas of the flowers that are in the air, whether it's the great feeling of the sun on your back, whether it's the great breezes, this is the time of year where you truly get to enjoy the moment, to take that ah, to relax, to look around, and to really appreciate, one, the weather and the seasonality, but two, the best that nature has to offer. With all these great fruits coming in, with all these great vegetables, with all these great seasonal things, now's the time to experiment. Now's the time to try the foods. Now it's time to try the wines that you wouldn't necessarily risk an adventure on. I can honestly say it's worthwhile and it's time. You know, it was interesting hearing Richard talk about being out and grilling and Zinfandel. Now, how many people would really think of Zinfandel as a summer wine? But all you have to do is experience the moment of being on the patio, of having that wonderful, wonderful, whether it's a rib, a brisket, and a chilled Zin. It's a whole lot different than in the wintertime, sitting at your table in front of a fire and enjoying a glass of Zinfandel that's been warmed up a little bit so you can truly get the flavors of it. It's also a great time of year to see the personalities in your wine. Just like your personality can change with a little bit of spring fever, your wine's personality can change too. So keep that in mind as you're drinking your Zins, your Chardonnays, for those of you who are drinking Sauvignon Blanc, that the same bottle of wine that you absolutely adored in the winter, you're going to find new layers. You're going to find new complexities in that actual wine based on the seasons. No, you're not crazy. No, it's not temperature. But it goes back to what we teach you here on The Crush. Things are subjective. Your wine opinions are subjective. It is the people, it is the place, it is the time that can make that wine you've had 200 times taste special or taste different or taste like a whole new friend you just haven't met yet. That's the fun of this time of year. That's the fun of fresh fruits and vegetables. So get out, enjoy it, and see what I'm talking about. As always here on The Crush, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told. But most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.